On the corner of 8th Street and Greenfield Avenue in Milwaukee, a home has been standing for over 100 years. Previously, it served as everything from a family residence to a livery stable. Now, after being vacant for 4 years, the building is being reshaped into an event space to promote the arts and community relationships. WUWM's Eric Vaughn Fellow Maria Peralta Arellano takes us to the venue called Via Arco.
On a recent Friday morning, C.K. Ledesma, the new owner of Via Arco, welcomed guests to an event called Creative Mornings.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hi. All right, I'm going to take a second to, like, appreciate everybody's face as second as possible. It's really emotional to be up here right now. As they mentioned previously, this is a new endeavor. For me, you are standing in Via Arco.
For Ledesma, everything is an endeavor, and one of their latest is the restoration of their new home and business, Villa, or Via, Arco, located at 804 West Greenfield Avenue on Milwaukee's south side. Built in 1890, it's lived many lives, as housing, a daycare, offices for community organizations, and for a large part of its history, a funeral home. It was vacant for 4 years until Ledesma bought it in 2024 and turned it into a space to support and promote the arts. Ledesma is an artist in Milwaukee and has served in fellowships and residencies around the city, including at the Cesar Chavez Drive Business Improvement District and the Mitchell Street branch of the Milwaukee Public Library. As an artist, Ledesma wanted to create a space for artists and community organizations to gather, launch galleries, and experiment with their creativity.
I understand that the biggest hurdle to be able to develop anything you have in the process or of an idea or a concept, the biggest hurdle is a space, usually. And if we have the space, why not have it accessible for folks to use this as a jumping point or like an experimental space? We really want to be able to cater to folks that have gone through similar experiences to us.
Via Arco will include two areas, the main floor where events and gatherings can be held, and a downstairs space that will be a hub for artists and their galleries. Ledesma wants to use proceeds from events at Via Arco to give back to the community.
If you do contribute to our space, hosting an event with us, a portion of this proceeds will go back towards hands of folks who are wanting to develop and create things here for their own professional practice, for their livelihoods, for their careers, for their families, for the neighborhood, for the community.
Via Arco has already hosted DACA renewal workshops, model casting calls for Casita Prado, a local children's wear designer, and most recently, Creative Mornings, a lecture series focused on learning about community-driven initiatives. Positioning their new home as a community space has shaped how Ledesma looks at the ownership of the house.
I don't feel like I am the sole owner of this space. I want to be a steward of this space, but I want to be a steward of the space with other folks. I want to be a steward of this with our gente, with people that want to be active in the arts, people that want to create, people that want to develop programming here and give it a life of its own.
For Via Arco and Ledesma, this is only the beginning of the community building they hope to do in this historic home. I'm Eric Vaughn Fellow, Maria Peralta Arellano, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.